October 20, 1931 Encounters of Steps Between God and the Creature. How God Has Formed the Creature as Center of Creation. My little existence always goes around in the whole divine volition. I feel that it draws me ever more to itself, and each of its words, light or knowledge of it, is a new life that it infuses in me, an unusual joy that I experience, and a happiness without end, such that, unable to contain it because I am too small, I feel as if my heart wanted to burst with joy and with divine happiness. Oh! Divine will, make yourself known, possessed and loved, so that all may be happy, but of celestial happiness, not terrestrial. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, making his little visit, told me, "My daughter, for each act that you do in my divine will, so many steps you take toward God, and God takes his steps toward you. The step of the creature is the call that moves the divine step to go to meet her. And since we never let ourselves be beaten or surpassed by her acts, if she takes one step, we take 5, 10, because our love, being greater than her own, hastens multiplies the steps, to make the encounter sooner and dive one into the other. Even more, many times it is we who move the step in order to call the step of the creature to come to us. We want our creature, we want to give her something of our own, we want her to resemble us, we want to render her happy, and therefore we tread the step to call her. And one who is in our will, oh, how she hears the sweet treading of our steps and runs to come to us, to receive the fruits of our steps. But do you want to know what these fruits are? Our creative word. As soon as the encounter takes place, the creature flings herself into the center of our Supreme Being. We receive her with so much love, that unable to contain it, we identify her with us, and with our word we pour out our knowledges upon her, making her share in our divine being. So, each word of ours is an outpouring that we make upon the creature, and as many degrees of knowledge as she acquires by means of our word, so many more degrees of participation she receives from her Creator. See then, each act done in my divine will is the way that you form for yourself, to move the step in order to form yourself all of divine will. And my word will serve you as formation, as light and as participation in our divinity. After this, my abandonment in the divine fiat continued, and my beloved Jesus added, "My little daughter of my will, you must know that the only purpose of creation was our love, that, manifesting itself outside of us, formed its center, in which, by manifesting itself, it was to centralize itself in order to carry out the purpose for which our love had come out of us. So, our center was the creature, in whom, as our love would fix itself, we were to make her feel our life palpitating and our love operating in her. And the whole of creation was to be the circumference of this center, almost like solar rays, that were to surround, embellish, sustain this center, that, fixing itself in us, was to give us the field to manifest ever new love, so as to render more beautiful, more rich, more majestic, the center where our love leaned, to make of it a work worthy of our creative hands. Now, all creatures were to form, united together, the place of center of our manifested love, but many scattered from the center, and our love remained suspended. It had no place in which to fix itself in order to centralize itself, to have its primary purpose, the reason for which it had come out. So, the order of our wisdom, the operating life of our manifested love, could not tolerate the failure of our purpose. This is why, in all centuries, there has always been some soul whom God has formed as center of the whole creation, and within her our love leaned and our life palpitated and obtained the purpose of the whole creation. It is by means of these centers that the whole creation is maintained, and that the world still exists. Otherwise, it would have no reason to exist, because the life and the cause of everything would be missing. Therefore, there has not been one century, nor will there be, in which we will not choose souls dear to us, more or less portentous, who will form the center of creation, in whom we will have our life palpitating and our love operating. And according to the epochs, the times, the needs, the circumstances, they have been offered for the good of all, they have given themselves to all, they have defended all. They alone have been the ones who have sustained my sacrosanct rights and have given me the field to maintain the order of my infinite wisdom. Now, you must know that these souls have been chosen by our divine being and each century a center of all creation, according to what we wanted, the good that we wanted to do, and what we wanted to make known, and also according to the needs of the scattered centers. And this is the reason for the diversity in their ways, in the speaking and in the good that they have done. But the whole substance of these souls was my life palpitating and my love manifested, leaning and operating in them. Now, in this century we have chosen you a center of all creation, to do the great good of making known with more clarity what it means to do our will, so that all might long for it and call it to reign in their midst, and, in this way, the scattered centers might unite to the only center and form a single one. Creation is a birth come out of the power of my divine will, and it is just and necessary that all recognize who this mother is, who with so much love has delivered them and issued them to the light of day, so that all of her children would live united together with the will of their mother. And having one single will, it would turn out easy to form one single center, in which the celestial mother would make our divine life and our operating love palpitate. More so, since the predominant vice of this century, the idol of many, is the human will and even in the very good that they do. And this is why one sees that many defects and sins come out from within that good. This says that the fount by which it was animated was not pure, but corrupt, because true good knows how to produce good fruits, and from this it can be known whether the good that is done is true or false. Therefore, there is an extreme necessity to make known my divine will bond of union, powerful weapon of peace, beneficial restorer of the human society. Fiat.